Well, good afternoon, everybody. Yes, that is a new soundtrack that I'll be using going forward. Actually had one for the podcast and one for the radio show, and just due to time, I hope you don't mind, I'm going to use that very lively music as we continue with the rest of these podcasts. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Deb Sofield, and you're listening to my weekly radio show called Encouragement for Your Life. Many of you know I'm a national speaker, trainer, and coach, and I'd like to say I help people find their voice and learn to use it. I'm also a conference speaker on the topics of public speaking skills, how to deal with the media, and crisis communication. If you're part of a national association and there is a national conference, I hope you'll reach out at debsofield.com. I'd love to be a part. I've got a number of books on the market. Just go to Amazon, type in my name, Deb Sofield, and all my books will appear. Speak Without Fear, Perfecting Your Platform, Encouragement for Your Life. A couple of the books are on Audible, so you could find me there also. So my goal in our time together is to remind you, dear listener, that you matter. You are enough, and you can live the life you were born to live by learning a few simple rules that I will share weekly through what I call tough love. So here's the fact. I've got a message today that I believe should resonate with everyone listening, and here's my theme. A friend, opportunity is everywhere if you know where to look. I'm Deb Sofield. Thanks for spending this next half hour with me. Let's get started with today's show. So I entitled today's message, Opportunity is Everywhere, If You Know Where to Look. You know, it's a funny thing about opportunity. It seems to follow other people and not those who seem to need it. Or does it? I've been pondering this thought for some time now. And my question to myself is, hey, Deb, why does it seem that some people just seem to luck into the best jobs, the best relationships, the best opportunities, more than others? Or do those who come across opportunities seize hold of them and make more out of it? So in a sense, it's like effortless, and it looks like they tend to win in the marketplace over and over and in life. I don't know what the answer is for you, but I do know this, my friend. The old saying is right. The harder I work, the luckier I get. Louis Pasteur is famous for saying, chance favors a prepared mind. Ah, friend, are you prepared for success? If you'll remember my thoughts throughout this last year, I want to say that it's important that you and I start saying yes to opportunities that come our way, however big or small. Why? Because I have found in my travels as a speaker and coach, so many amazing people are watching life pass them by because they're not actively engaging in the opportunities that present themselves every minute, every hour, every day. And dear listener, every day you're losing all 1,440 minutes that you could have used to begin to change for the opportunities that you have said to yourself, I'm just waiting for. See, the reason I say you've been waiting for is because I hear it all the time. Now, really, I do. Ah, Deb, I'm just waiting for the right offer. Hey, Deb, I'm waiting for the right time in my life. Ah, Deb, what you got to know is I'm just waiting for the right person. In other words, we're comfortable waiting and not so comfortable doing, because doing takes work. Now, I know that many of you are not afraid of hard work. In fact, you're where you are today because you did work hard and you've achieved great things. So for those who get it and have done well, congratulations. Okay, so what's your next step? Come on, you knew I was going to ask that. Listen, I am thrilled that you've beat the odds and are doing so well. But I want to encourage you to keep going, my friend. Keep moving. Keep working smarter, not harder, because you're on the right path for success. I think it's great, and I think you should be celebrated. For years, when I went to a weightlifting gym, we didn't spend hours on repetition of the same weight. Now, I had a trainer who would say, Deb, do 10 lifts and then add 5 pounds to each lift until I couldn't lift any of it at all. Or he'd have me do a half lift. And then with a lot of moaning and groaning on my part, we'd stop and I would refresh and I'd try again. 3 times was a magic number, and then we'd move on to another skill. Over time, I was lifting more and heavier weights, moving to the next level. Not really content to stay stagnant and keep doing repetitions. Frankly, once you can lift 100 pounds 10, 20, 30 times, you've kind of evened out or so. Now, to be stronger, you do have to push yourself to the next level. That's a great reminder for those who are looking or seeking or working for more opportunity. Because what we have today will get stagnant, and we are going to need to push through for the next breakthrough. And friend, that's when we win. You know, sometimes we win big, sometimes we win small, but we're always moving forward and we're not settling for where we are. If you've listened to me for any time, you know that I talk a lot about opportunity because I want to remind you that it is everywhere if you'll just look. You know, don't think it's all complete. I mean, the fact is, there is much work left to be done. There are still more mountains to climb, so to speak. You just need to figure out what mountain has your name on it and then get going because opportunity is everywhere if you know where to look. I gotta say, I found this quote by Sir Richard Branson. He says this, "If someone offers you an amazing opportunity, but you're not sure if you can do it, say yes. Then learn how to do it later." So many people wrote in on that Facebook post or the post I found it on and said that is how they found their job or how they, years ago, decided how to live their life. Some even wrote to say thanks for the reminder that you don't have to know it all to do it all. You just need to get started, have faith in yourself and your abilities, and our friend, get moving in the direction of your dreams. I found that through life, if you will enhance the skills and knowledge you already have, finding opportunity to use your gifts will be overflowing for you. A friend of mine a while back gave me a book called Strength Finder 2.0, and I came across this equation of talent times investment equals strength. I like to think about talent as a natural way of thinking, feeling, or behaving. Investment, time spent practicing, developing your skills, and building your knowledge base. And strength, the ability to consistently provide near perfect performance. What a great way to describe your opportunity for success. The key is not to go and constantly work to learn something new, but to use what you have and then build on that for success. Another quote in the book I like is, "Far too many people spend a lifetime headed in the wrong direction. They don't only go from the cradle to the cubicle, but then to the casket, without uncovering their greatest talents and potential." Ah, friend, for your success, we need to uncover your greatest talent and potential. And believe it or not, it's easy to do because it's what you're doing right now. We just need to kick it up to the power of 10 so you'll be recognized for your work, ideas, and abilities to get things done. Because opportunities everywhere if you know where to look. If you're like me, the trouble comes in waiting. I don't like to wait. I usually jump in and get going. As I found out the hard way, that's not always the best idea. The weight bar may be too heavy and cause strain on my poor, weak muscles. Or the workload that seemed easy is now overwhelming if I don't take it in bite-sized pieces. And the sheer force of competition, well, sometimes it's just too strong if I'm not prepared for the fight. You and I have the talent. For many of us, it's natural. Now we have to make sure we are prepared with the investment that we have. Or do we need to do a bit more refining so we will be able to have the full-on force of strength that's needed to accomplish the task? Okay, let's be smart about our options for success. There's no need to waste any of our 1,440 minutes today not doing our best to the best of our ability. We'll take our talent times investment to equal our strength for the long term, because that is where wealth is made. That's where true lifelong friendship is made, and where we can map out a plan for success in the time frame that meets our needs. I also want to remind you and me that we don't need to bemoan or be sad when a door of opportunity seems to close. There will always be another door. Always. And like Alexander Graham Bell once said, when one door closes, another door opens. But so often we look so long and so regretfully upon the closed door that we don't see the one which is open for us. Our friend, opportunity is everywhere if you know where to look. And staring down at a closed door is not getting you where you need to go. So move on. Now listen, I am all for rattling the door handle and pushing against the door. But if it's locked shut and closed tight, I have to assume there's a reason. And being a person of faith, I'm just going to have to trust that God knows what door I need to open and walk through without my breaking down a perfectly good closed door that was closed for my higher purpose. Let me add one more thought for today. I see many people who spend years and years building talent thinking they need to have just a little bit more, when in reality, what they need to do is believe in themselves enough to make the bold move that's needed. I see this in the world of politics. Somebody wants to run for office and they'd be great. But then they say things like, well, I need to take a class on budgets. I should go to campaign school or that party sanctioned program to learn more. And then here's what happens. They aim, and never shoot. And then when they feel like they're really ready in their mind, well, that opportunity's passed. I'm not saying that you can't try again, but the optimum time has now passed you by. And you'll be playing catch up when you could have won the seat, the race, the job, the prize, if you had just trusted in your ability. Sometimes there's never a right time, according to your peeps, your pundits, and the pollsters. But I've also found that the right time is when you are ready or almost ready. That's the time you can take the plunge and not worry. I have no doubt that when you feel like you're falling, that's when you will find your wings to fly. And I love the quote from Aaron Hansen who says, oh, what if I fall? Oh, darling, what if you fly? Friends, hear me. Opportunity is everywhere. Let's fly. I'm Deb Sofield. This is Encouragement for Your Life. Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back on how we can find opportunity. Hi, friends. Deb Sofield here. I'm a national speaker and an executive speech and presentations coach. I've been in the battlefield of politics and business for over 30 years. I know and understand how the game works. In today's marketplace, you don't have a choice. We're in the media age of Twitter, blogs, Facebook, and 24-hour news cycles. Either you move quickly and decisively to define your product, your company, or yourself, or others will define you. You can't afford to miss the mark because the public won't give you a second chance and the media is unforgiving and YouTube will replay your remarks until you've been ground into dust. Whether it's crafting your message to protect you or your company or putting you on camera to answer the questions that will resonate with reporters and the public or preparing you for an interview, let me help you be successful. I'm Deb Sofield. Find me online at DebSofield.com. That's DebSofield.com. Welcome back, everybody. So my theme today is opportunity is everywhere if you know where to look. And I got to say, it's something that I just truly believe. I think there are so many opportunities that are out there, but, you know, we're busy or we think, well, maybe later, or sometimes we're just not willing to put in the work. And then other times, I think we need to stop and ask some questions. I came across an interesting article online by Sky Shashelli, and it's a quick story that she tells, and she asked, what are the four important questions you should be asking before taking a new opportunity? Let me share her article with you. She says this, since the second grade, I dreamed of being a teacher. I ended up working in a very different field though. And a while back, I had an opportunity to live my dream and interview for a teaching position in a small school. And it sounded like the coolest opportunity because at this point, she did not need a teaching degree. I thought to myself, should I take the opportunity? It's something I always thought I'd like to do. Spoiler alert, I did not take the opportunity for a few reasons. But the decision was really tricky because the opportunity just kind of sprung up on me. And I didn't intentionally seek it out. The author says, I struggled to navigate the decision making because there were so many pros for staying where I was at and the pros for jumping onto this new opportunity. So she says, I'd like to help you learn how to analyze situations before taking action so you can move forward with confidence and act on or pass up opportunities. And we're going to walk through some important questions that we should all ask when we say yes or no. She goes on to say, this is your chance to say goodbye to decision paralysis and make sense of opportunity excitement by analyzing your opportunity by answering these questions. And she's got four. So question number one, is this opportunity something I actually want? She says, sometimes we get opportunity blindness when we think all opportunities are good ones. This isn't always the case. Just because someone presents something new to you doesn't mean it's a good time or a good fit for you. Just because it's a chance for something new or different doesn't mean you've got to jump on it. So friend, don't get caught up in the what she calls opportunity blindness and say yes to everything in front of you, especially if it does not align with your interest or desires. Question number two, does this opportunity bring me closer to my ideal life? In the hustle and bustle of everyday life, it's easy to lose sight of where we really want to be. It's easy just to go through the motions and get through the day, instead of intentionally building a life we love. When you're faced with deciding to take an opportunity or not, ask yourself if taking this opportunity will bring you closer to your desired life. If not, well, would it cause you undue pressure or tax your resources? If that is the case, you might want to consider waiting for a while. Number three, do the pros outweigh the cons? I know it sounds cliche, but you should probably make a list when you're struggling with how to navigate an opportunity. A pro and con list will truly bring clarity to your thoughts and give you a visual representation of the benefits and drawbacks of your upcoming decision. And then I love the fourth one. How much do I already have on my plate? Is there room for this too? The opportunity can be as big as a career change or as small as a chance to serve in the nursery at church or take a weekend trip. But it's wise to ensure that you have the mental and physical capacity to take something else on. It's also tempting to say yes to everything that comes our way. But your resources are limited. So friend, only take on what you can graciously handle so nothing falls through the cracks and everything is done to the best of your ability. She says, when to say yes to an opportunity? And here's some things to think about. How does this opportunity make you feel? Does it excite you? Do you feel super hopeful and invigorated at the thought of taking it on? Because here's a fact, being excited about it isn't enough on its own. And it's not smart to say yes to something simply because you're excited about it. After careful analysis of your thoughts, using the questions we've gone through, being excited is a good indicator in addition to, not by itself. Now, there are times when you probably should say no to opportunity. See, if you're still stuck, think about the resources that you have. And remember, your resources are time, energy, finances, focus, mental capacity, and talents, and things like that. You know, it might be a good idea to wait on an opportunity if it taxes your personal resources too much. If an opportunity excites you, but it's going to take up a lot more time than you have to give, or maybe more money than you're willing to spend, you might want to consider letting it pass by. It could be a wise decision to pass on an opportunity if it overwhelms or stresses you out to an unhealthy extent. Sure, all new things can come with a small amount of healthy nervousness, but an overwhelming amount of stress surrounding a new opportunity could be a key indicator to wait on something or pass it by. Let me just add this final thought. The decisions you make when trying to answer the question, should I take the opportunity? Well, folks, they're valid. They may turn out later to be right or wrong, but there's no changing them. You did what you thought was best in the moment after careful consideration, and that in itself is an honorable thought process. Hey, don't beat yourself up later for a missed opportunity or something that's draining you that you said yes to. Here's the key. As you grow in life, you will learn to honor yourself and your decisions. Oh, friend, you're doing the best you can. Remember, we're only human. All right, so let me do a quick wrap up. If you can feel confident saying yes to an opportunity, big or small, here's what I think you should do. Think about it. Is it actually something you want? Does it bring you closer to living a life you love? Has more significant pros than cons? It doesn't add too much to your plate, which is probably already full. And then finally, does it excite you? Now remember, we're could be exciting, but it may not be the right time. And I want you to understand that you can feel confident passing an opportunity if it's not something you really wanted in the first place. And here's the hard part. Lots of times people want things for you that really you don't want, or really your heart just isn't in it. It's not what you've been dreaming of. And I can appreciate those in your life who want good things, but this is about you and your future. You can feel confident passing up an opportunity if it takes you farther away from the life you've been trying to build. If it doesn't work, friend, it just doesn't work. If it has more drawbacks than benefits, you got to say no. And then I'm going to add probably the most important, and the author agrees. If it adds too much to your already full plate, for so many of my friends and those I work with in business, they've got a lot going on. And although it seems like a great opportunity, maybe it is a year from now. So just be careful. And again, if it taxes your resources emotionally, mentally, physically, financially, you might need to pass. And then probably the most important is the last one. If it causes you an unhealthy amount of stress and leaves you overwhelmed. So next time you find yourself asking the question, should I take an opportunity? Please analyze the situation with the questions I've asked you today so you can confidently move forward knowing you were doing your best and what's best for you. I really like that. It was an article by Sky Shishelli. Important questions you should be asking before taking a new opportunity. You know, as I look around for articles to share with you, I came across an interesting article by Dr. Ben Carson. I think we know him when he ran for office. And if you know his book, Gifted Hands, he talks about how you find your standing in the world. And I just want to run through some of the things he said as we close out today. From Dr. Ben Carson's book, Gifted Hands, and then his motivational book, Think Big. And so when he says think big, he wants you and I to remember that we have talent. Our Creator has endowed all of us, maybe not the ability to sing or dance or throw a ball, but with intellectual talent. So get in touch with that part of your life and develop it. Be honest. If you lead a clean and honest life, you don't put skeletons in the closet. Because if they're in there, they will definitely come out when you don't want them to. He also talks about insight. Insight comes from people who have already gone where you're trying to go. Learn from their triumphs and mistakes. And for goodness sakes, be nice. If you're nice to people, once they get over the suspicion of why you're nice, there's a good chance they'll be nice to you. And then knowledge. Knowledge makes you into a more valuable person. The more knowledge you have, the more people need you. He goes on to say, it's kind of interesting. When people need you, they pay you. So that's also good in life. And then books. He's a lifelong learner and wants you and I to be too. Put down the TV, folks. Put down the remote and let's pick up a book. And then his next point is in-depth learning. Learn for the sake of knowledge and understanding, rather than the opportunity to impress others. Learn for knowledge and understanding. And then his last point is probably the one we should start with. Don't forget that God is in control. Don't get too big. God is in control of our lives. I'm a good friend of Joey Hudson. You hear him every week on the radio. And he ends his show every day by saying, no matter what's happening in the world, God is in control. Let me leave you with a couple quotes. Tom Rath says, far too many people spend a lifetime headed in the wrong direction. They go not only from cradle to cubicle, but then to casket, without uncovering their greatest talents and potential. Alexander Graham Bell, I'll repeat it again. When one door closes, another door opens. But so often we look so long and so regretful upon the closed door that we don't see the one that's open for us. And then I'll end with one by Ben Carson. True success is using the talents that God has given you to elevate other people. Boy, I thought those were good to be reminded of. My theme today is opportunity is everywhere if you know where to look. And see, here's the difference between you and the next person. If you are a growing person, I believe we should be constantly learning and growing and bettering ourselves. Opportunity is there. Do you have to take all the opportunity? That's up to you. But please don't think your life is small because opportunity is not there. Opportunity is there. It's your decision to step into the fray, to be a part of the team, to move forward so you can have the success that I know, I would assume and know that you want in your life so you can leave a wonderful legacy for your family. I gotta tell you, I love today's theme. I think it's important for us to remember that opportunity is everywhere. We've just gotta look for it. I so thank you for joining me today. I'm Deb Sofield. This has been Encouragement for Your Life. Hope you have a great weekend, and I'll see you next time, same place, everybody. Have a good one.